Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy.
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona's Melbourne.
It's 4:30 here on Joy 94.9 in the backseat with us, of course, as we always do, at about this time every Monday. It's Fiona. Good afternoon, Fiona.
Good afternoon, Michael and Simon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Are you really?
I don't know why, but I am.
You're saving your rant for later, aren't you?
The hormones are in my favour at the moment.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Mark your calendars, people. Now, what's been happening in the world of Melbourne and Fiona? What's going on?
Well, there's a big thing coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Valentine's Day.
It's this Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Mm. That's the sound of a single man groaning about Valentine's Day. I used to go to anti-Valentine's Day parties when I was a single lass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was a lot of fun. It was a bunch of single people and married people and couples that all hated Valentine's Day getting together and having fun.
I don't like Valentine's Day.
No, I don't either.
This is my first Valentine's Day in 6 years where I'm single.
Oh.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, no presents for you this well, actually. Considering the number of people on your list at the moment. Yes, but what's going on this
but
weekend?
Luckily, there is an event. The guys from Closet doing a Valentine's Gay party. It's on the Friday night.
Mm. I'll get in early.
So you can maybe save yourself from a Valentine's Day of being single or a reprieve. Mm. But yeah, they've got lots of great DJs. It's down at Little and Olva on Brunswick Street.
Little and Olva. It sounds like Little Volva.
It used to be.
That's
That's a strange
name,
isn't it?
Little Volva. Mm. Yeah. Strange. I'm not sure why, what's little and what's big. But anyway.
Who's Volva?
No, exactly.
That used to be First Floor. But now they've spruced it up and made it a bit more classy.
Well, yeah, well, as classy as one can make it, really.
Splash of paint.
A lick of paint and everything's great.
Giving the floor a wash and change
carpet.
Your name.
Fresh carpet.
Yeah, it's not so sticky on the floor anymore. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Mm. I like losing my shoes to sticky carpet.
Yeah, kind of rock and roll.
It is,
The old Punters Club. Heaps of DJs, big party down there, and it'll go right till early the next morning.
Oh, good. Mm. Wow. Good. So if you want to do something for Valentine's Day, good luck to you. I say, really, because really, good luck. Because I don't care.
Yep.
I don't give a crap.
Well, actually, there used to be another good Valentine's Day event. Unfortunately, it's not on anymore, but they friends that ran it used to do speed hating. And
you'd be good at that, Mike.
I'd win. I'd be a winner.
Perfect Snatch was another game. It was great. Unfortunately moved to Amsterdam. It was Miss Erin Tasmania, but who used to run that. But it was a very fun night.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, it's not on anymore.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's sad. 17 minutes to 5 here on Joy 94.9 in the back seat with Simon and Michael. And, of course, Fiona. She's here. She's ready to get angry, aren't she?
Mm. It's fascinating that I've been doing this for months and I still find a whinge every week.
Oh, it's not hard to do.
No, there's something that pisses me off every
Always.
Week. But yeah, this week's whinge has got to do, a bit controversially, with smoking.
No.
Mm. Now, I used to be a bad smoker. I smoked, chain smoked basically for 7 years. So I gave up 3 years ago. So I'm putting that disclaimer out there that I'm a reformed smoker.
The asterisk.
And they're the worst kinds. Yeah. We are the worst kind. But, and look, I'm not one of those people that think you've got to ban smoking from public places or bars or anything like that. I'm not that kind of person. But one thing that does really annoy me is when people walk along the street and smoke a cigarette. Mm. It's basically you end up following them for a long time with it just coming into your face.
it's a tough life, isn't it?
It is a tough life.
I must say, I do not like that.
No.
Of all the things, like if you are in a little corner having a smoke,
fine,
great, go for it.
Yeah.
Because I can keep out of your
choose,
way.
You can choose. Exactly. You can choose whether to sit there or you can choose to be somewhere else.
That's right. But if I'm following a plume of smoke and having to breathe it in, not a big fan.
Do you know another place where it's really funny to watch people smoke is at the airport, the front of the airport. And the funniest thing I've ever seen is my folks, who are both chain smokers, getting off a 17-hour flight from Europe and watching them run for the door with a smoke in their hand and a lighter shaking, and they're trying to get it lit as soon as they get out of that door.
One,
it's hilarious.
Two,
Singapore airport
three.
Where there's 20 people crammed in a room.
In that room, and the walls are orange.
And there's just a little bit of a fan sucking, and you get asphyxiated by absolutely everybody.
I must say, I do appreciate those smoking rooms that have very little ventilation.
I really, yeah, I know. Like, that's you good. Can smoke without a cigarette in your hand.
Exactly.
Chuck a piece of salmon in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome to our life. And you know what even annoys me more is when people are walking with their cigarette and they flick their ash, right, in the path of coming people. Like, that's not a good idea.
No.
It's a
hazard.
It is a hazard.
It's a hazard.
I hate it. I hate it.
So smoke away, people, but just be a bit considerate.
Mm. Just find a little room with no fan.
With no fan.
Or quit.
Mm. Yes, that's right. Just all don't do it to me. Just don't.
God forbid any of those people recommend that I give up sugar.
No, well, that's different though.
It's only harm-
or coffee.
Exactly.
You're only harming yourself. Mm-hmm. You're only doing yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.